Hello and welcome to Talking WoW, the podcast where we talk about World of Warcraft, believe it or not. My name is Tom, and I'm looking a little different today if you're watching the YouTube video. And we are going to be talking about the All Druid Fun Raid, which was led by my wonderful co-host over there, Marty. Hey, Marty.
Hello, how you doing? I hope you can bear with me this morning.
So, Marty, this past week, we took part in something very special with the Dungeon Dojo. And it was heading into Imidrasil with what seemed like a great idea, a full raid of druids. And this idea came up around the launch of 10.2 with Imidrasil going into the Emerald Dream. I don't really know whose idea it was. I can't really credit the individual, but I will just say Dungeon Dojo, World of Warcraft community there came up with this idea to do this raid. And obviously it's not an original idea. There's guilds out there, all druid guilds and such like, but we thought it'd be fun in the community to head in there. And somehow, Marty, you ended up then eventually being in the lead for this.
I was, yeah, and some might say that this was like a perfect event. Lots of cats, lots of owls, lots of bears, and yeah, it was lots of trees as well. So no, it was.
I can't believe how many puns you're trying to fit in here.
And it was so much fun, and I ended up actually leading it because it was actually very close at getting cancelled for various different reasons. So I stepped up and was like, "Hell no, we need that druid raid. We need people to have this fun event." So we did, and it was.
Yeah, I'm glad you stepped in. I'm glad you stepped in. It was a hoot.
And what we're doing right now is basically what we did all night during the raid. That was so many druid puns and druid jokes, and we need a druid to soak this mechanic and stuff like that. It was amazing.
Oh yeah, it's like, could we get an innovate on the druid? Just, you know, could a druid innovate another druid? Just, you know, really vague,
yeah,
directions at time, just as a joke to sort of, you know, it's a rare thing for me to be in a group, you know, and let alone a raid, you know, with all of the same class. And I think there's something very special about that, isn't it? Just, you know, everyone with that shared interest of just, hey, we're all druids, and guess what? We can do a raid together because, you know, druids have 500 specs and they can just do everything.
100%, yeah. It was so much fun, and it was so interesting to see the action bars, because normally it's like a colorful, for me at least, it's a colorful palette of, you know, different class colors and stuff like that, but it was just all orange. It was almost like I had ended up in the Netherlands or something.
I mean, that comes from its own challenges as well, because I think when you have all the different classes, and obviously, you know, color coordination can be quite handy if that's how you identify, you know, the different classes. So like you say, when you're just seeing this huge wall of orange on the side of your screen, and I remember you tried to like organize the groups a little bit as well, you just sort of had to move people in different groups just to organize that a little bit better, because it was just it's hard to see.
It is definitely, and I do realize that a lot of the time I do identify people by class color. So I was just like, we need an innovate on what's the name?
Orange.
I actually had to learn names. What the hell? But it was also just a case of, you know, a lot of the time it was also just like, who needs an innovate? I was just like, just any healer. It doesn't matter. Just get them out there. We have so many of them. So just put it on any healer. And especially I really paid attention to it towards at Firewreck, actually, that I just almost constantly had an innovate on me because I was healing.
That was really cool, because I think, yeah, the druids were just trying to get their innovate off. It was a challenge for me to actually get the innovate off, because every time someone called for an innovate and you were trying to give the innovate, but it was like, nope, there was already one active. So it was just like a mini game for the other druids to try and land their innovates as well. And there was just all these little narratives happening during raid encounters that usually you just wouldn't consider, right? Because you'd probably have just a small handful of druids and you know, you'd have that assigned of who was doing what. But I think in this instance, you can't really say, like, you know, oh, this person's going to innovate this person, because it's just, there was that many innovates. We didn't really need to do that. We just had to say, hey, we need an innovate, and boom, it arrived.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah, yeah. I mean, at least it's a case of you don't waste it if someone else has already cast it. Because I do remember back in the days, if, you know, if you were using the same spell on people, it would just override it. At least that's not the case with nowadays. So so it's not wasted if someone else was quicker than you, at least. But yeah, it's fun to hear about all these small things going on in the raid.
So something I really, really enjoyed, and I keep thinking about it now that we've completed the raid. No spoilers there, but, you know, what can we say? We're a decent group of druids, but we had some great moments, actually, where we got to skip trash because, you know, being druids, you have cat form, and having cat form means you also have stealth. And, yeah, we started to skip some of the trash that didn't need to be killed, Marty. And how cool was that? Just being able to, you know, utilize your class to the fullest and being able to do that. I feel like I have not been really in a dungeon or raid skipping trash probably since the old classic days when you would go with like a rogue and a druid and go and try and kill some bosses in Lower Blackrock Spiral or something like that. You know, it just felt so cool to be able to do this. And again, only something druids could do.
It was so amazing that just skipping all the first pack of trash and just go straight to the first boss. I think we accidentally pulled like the last pack or something like that because they have stealth detection. But, you know, we skipped everything else. We just stealth through it. And it's just like, it felt so good. It was like so amazing to experience that.
I think Blizzard are going to watch that and then they're going to be like, okay, we need more stealth detection mobs in raids. Because
I don't think so. I think this is fun. This is, you know, it's not something.
Yeah, there you go. You said the word fun. You said the word fun, and we know what that means. You're not allowed to have fun in World of Warcraft. That's going to be adjusted in the War Within now.
But it's not something everyone can do. You literally do need to have a full raid of druids, you know, maybe add a rogue here and there. But, you know, still, it's not like the normal setup can do this, the normal raid setup. So I think it's perfectly fine that if you go out of your way to only bring stealth classes, let them have fun.
Yeah. Oh, I agree. I 100% agree, because this was like one of the highlights of the raid for me, just being able to be like, hey, we don't have to kill trash. That's killing trash is the worst part of raiding, right? So now you don't even have to do it. Just another reason why, you know, an all druid fun raid is very fun.
One thing that I also, you know, speaking about, you know, things mechanically druids can do that I realized right after we killed Smolderon, I started going through my head, you know, the tactics for Tendril, and I realized instantly, holy no, wait a minute, we have mass entanglement, we don't need to DPS that, we could just shift out and shift back into our form and then just continue like nothing happened. We could completely skip one mechanic, and you know, I was just like, I hadn't thought about it before, but when I realized in the moment, I was like, this is great, this is so great.
It was a thing of beauty, wasn't it? Almost just the synchronization of druids like switching forms and the roots just dissipating, and it's absolutely glorious that, you know, for the downside of bringing all druids, I mean, let's just put it out there, you're only getting, you know, one set of buffs, really. You're not getting all your class buffs, you're not getting all that utility that you might usually have. But then just that challenge of being like, well, what can we do to our advantage? And this was like a huge thing that actually we could just pretty much cheese this whole mechanic, because we druids just can shapeshift, and that's how they get out of roots, and boom, that mechanic is just like, well, that was very straightforward.
That's it. Very straightforward, yeah, indeed. So I have to admit, though, when we were on the first boss, it felt like it took a long time to take it down, and I don't know if it was just people getting used to getting into it or what it was, but I think when we started, I had a little bit of a concern just looking at the boss health going down so slowly. But we did manage to get all the way to Phyrexian in the end.
Yes, we did. We did indeed. And I think that was probably one of my concerns a little bit as well. I was like, yeah, it feels like we're a bit slower killing these bosses. And I think, was it on Laradar? It got a bit itchy towards the end on that one. Just took a bit of time and, you know, starting to get a little bit sweaty. But as far as I'm aware, we only had one wipe on Laradar, Marty, which you might have been responsible for.
I mean, I think the issue was that someone used drums by mistake. That's where it all started. So we got the bloodlust debuff, and then we were like, "Hey, we can just reset it." And I'm a knight elf druid, so I was like, "Hey, I can shadow melt. I can fix this." So I rashed the boss and went shadow melt, and apparently that didn't reset the boss. And the thing that I had in my head is, I've paid attention for when the mages are doing it, and what they do is that they're casting a cast and then they start and then they cast invisibility. So I was just going through that, you know, doing that same motion. But apparently it doesn't work that way with shadow melt. So apparently I should have just used an instant cast, so I had got aggro and then shadow melted. But I didn't know that. I was just thinking, hey, this is how the mages do it. This is how I'm going to do it. So I wiped the raid.
But it created a hilarious moment, and you know, that's more important than doing things right.
We also did have a proper wipe on Fireric as well, which is pretty natural. It can be a top fight, especially when you're only druids.
Yeah. I mean, I was very impressed with just how we got through it. We're playing on normal difficulty, obviously. You know, we're not trying this on mythic or anything. But hey, that would be a risk to world first for sure. But yeah, just really the one wipe on Farrakh, and everything else we, you know, took care of on the first time. And again, just that felt really cool to be able to do that, to be able to achieve that. And it just makes me think of like, ooh, this is just something that you could do every season, because it's just so fun. I mean, it's playing the encounters a different way, you know. Ultimately, you know, they operate the same way, but there's probably just little things that you can do different or not. And I think that's comes to, you know, playing World of Warcraft outside the box a little bit when you do a challenge like this. And I think that's just fun. You know, that's just, it gets the creative juices flowing a little bit more. There's no probably guides out there telling you of like what everyone should be doing in the all druid fun raid, you know what I mean? It's not like, it's like, hey, don't bring all druids. That's probably what they're saying, you know? So there's no like manuscript to follow here of instructions of how you're supposed to be doing this most efficiently or effectively. And I think there's something freeing about that, do you think?
Absolutely. And it's also just good fun, you know. Everyone, there's nobody there that is like hardcore chasing, you know, a specific item or you know, need to get some achievements or something like that. It's just people there having fun playing the game, and I think, you know, that's how it should be all the time, in my opinion. But yeah, so it's just good old fun, and that's all right, you know, to have in a game, right?
Oh, absolutely. Speaking of more fun, around the trash round Volacross, was it? You have like the fiery imps and all that stuff going on there, and druids have a wonderful little silent spell called Solar Beam. That's Solar Beam, in case you didn't understand that. And there's just one point where we're trying to silence all these imps, and there's just solar beams going everywhere. And I think someone, one of the feral druids, was saying like, "I can't see. It's just too much light. There's too much beams here. I'm blinded." And oh my goodness, it's just so funny. It's just so funny to see like all these mechanics, the same spells happening at once, and just this bright light on the screen. It's just like you wouldn't get this anywhere else.
No. So many great small city moments like that. I was there for it. It's so much fun.
And also, I mean, forget about the encounters, Marty. I feel like there was just more narratives happening outside of boss fights. You know, you got the stealth that we talked about, the solar beams there, and also, you know, the biggest challenge of the Imidrasil raid, the Smolderon Bridge, where, you know, everyone's switching into cat form, sprinting across there, using their stampeding roar, and that's a fun mini game in itself, isn't it, Marty? I feel like you had a little bit of trouble getting across there, but you did make it.
I mean, I was like, you know what, I'm just going to go for it. And so I tried not to stop for any of the lava pools that were being thrown at us. And if I knew I was going to get hit by one, I was trying to get hit so I would be thrown in a good direction and not in a bad direction over the edge of the bridge. So I was definitely just going for it because, you know, we have to have fun. Why not just try and see if we can do it? And I could. Luckily, I was not close at being thrown off the edge, right?
No, no, not at all. No, no, no. Moving on swiftly. Overall, this was so much fun. Even, you know, in the council fight where you have to kill two bears before you start that encounter, that felt probably, that was like, even the chat people were like, should we be doing this? Like, should we be killing those bears? Like, as old druids, you just sort of have this moral dilemma of all of a sudden, which you usually wouldn't even think about, but suddenly when you've just got this collective of druids, I don't know what a collective of druids is called, but a moonfire of druids, perhaps. You just have these questions going through your head of like, oh, but they're bears, like, what are we doing? And, you know, it's just, again, just it wouldn't happen in a normal raid, and it's just such a wonderful thing to be able to bring all of the same class together and do something like this.
100%. It would be fun if there was like another class that had, you know, all specs, all roles, sort of. So what I'm trying to say is, Blizzard, we need shaman tanks.
Shaman tanks, I mean, who knows? Maybe, possibly. I know that this has sparked a lot of conversation about, you know, all paladin raids, all monk raids. And I think that's something I would love to see more of. I think it's just so cool to see that kind of composition. It comes with its own challenges, like we mentioned, but it definitely brings me back to like the days of classic WoW, where, you know, you were maybe going to Strafholm or something and you took four paladins and a priest or something. You know what I mean? It's just really taking, you know, that meta and absolutely blowing it up with Moonfire spam. You know what I mean? I absolutely love it, and I can't wait for like the next seasons where maybe we try and do things like this again, because honestly, finding like unique and different ways to play Warcraft, it's just the best.
It 100% is, and we already have been thinking about making other sort of, you know, silly roles for raids. We did talk about, you know, one needed to be like a full Vulpera raid, so no other places that Vulpera is allowed. So, I mean, it's not, the same challenge, but it is still sort of like a challenge because, you know, Vulpera cannot be all classes. So there would definitely be, you know, some class that would have to sit out and stuff like that. So don't know what we're going to do, but we definitely have some thoughts about what we want to do in the future.
What about you out there listening in? Has this got your creative juices flowing for a unique, fun challenge in World of Warcraft? Why don't let us know about that? And hey, if you're a druid and you're listening to this as well, why don't you start your own fun raid? Honestly, it's so much fun, and we can't recommend it enough right here on Talking WoW. And you can find us in all the places that you can usually do that, on social media and on YouTube. And yeah, thank you very much for listening to this episode. I've been Tom.
I've been Marty.
And we've been Talking WoW.
Thanks for tuning in, champion. Did you enjoy this episode of Talking WoW? If so, why not drop a review on your podcast catcher of choice or leave us a comment? You can find Talking WoW on Twitter or YouTube over at Talking WoW. Hope to see you again soon!